Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are here with another new release title for you. Now, are you excited? I hope you are, because the title we're talking about today feels a little bit like They Come Back Again, a little bit like Walking Dead, kind of a little bit of all of that kind of genre, all wrapped into one Night of the Living Dead, kind of just all encompassed. Now, what does that mean for the story? Well, obviously it means it's getting a guilty rating. And you're thinking, wait, she's telling us the rating before we even know what the movie is? Well, if you're on our YouTube channel, you already know the movie we're talking about, as it's right here on the side. But if you're on our podcast channel, or on any of our podcast channels, we are talking about the new movie, We Bury the Dead. It opened on January 2nd. And it's been getting pretty rough reviews from a lot of the feedback I've been getting on this already, and I've gotten so many messages saying, this person hated this, what do you think of this? This person hated this, what do you think of this? This person loved this, what do you think of this? And I probably haven't had this much pre-stuff about a movie in a while. So I was excited to sit down and watch this so that I could bring it to you, of course, spoiler-free. But you're thinking, probably, wait, but what is it really about? Well, the title's a little bit misconceiving, just kind of a little bit. Thinking how I wanted to word this. Sorry. I never script these at all. So it's like I sit down here, I hit the button that says start recording, and I'm like, here I am. I prepare the poster, the podcast image, stuff like that. Speaking of which, let me show that to you real quick. That's the podcast image. I basically just kind of played with the lettering a little bit and the sky and just made some minor alterations to it, but nothing super big. But actually, let's get into the trailer for this before we get much more into the story that might help explain it a little bit. Tragic. Now, if you haven't already recognized the young lady in the trailer, it is Daisy Ridley.
Images emerge following the deployment of an experimental weapon.
What it's referring to, and don't worry, this is not a spoiler, is this happened in Tasmania, or at least in the movie, and there was an experimental pulse weapon that was accidentally deployed on the island, and everybody that was on the island died. This pulse weapon killed literally every person that was on the island. So, let's get into the trailer a little bit more here.
Next, please.
I'd like to join the body retrieval unit.
Who was down there?
Just a little farther.
My husband.
I want to make a difference.
There should be a way to get to the highway without them spotting us.
I know what you're going through, but if you find your husband, I hope you understand what that could mean.
Now, I'm going to stop this right here. If you are sensitive to misophonia, if you don't know what that is, it is people that just are absolutely triggered and enraged over the sounds of people chewing and sounds like that, sounds of bruxism, which is the grinding of teeth. And any of that sound, because that's how you can tell the undead dead that are not completely dead type. The ones that come back and the only sound that they really emit is the sound of their teeth going. I'm not actually going to do that. I'm just kind of imitating that. But this sound will make the hairs on the back of your neck completely stand up, and all of the beings that used to be human, when they come back, they make this sound. And it is, like I said, if you are at all sensitive to that sound, this is not going to be the movie for you at all. It is just even thinking about it, just kind of sends the chills up my spine. I'm like, ugh.
The odd ones that do come back online. No soul. You have nothing to fear.
I
tomorrow and some of them come back. The other ones with unfinished business.
Is it true what they're saying?
They're getting more hostile by the day. Just a little farther. Just a little farther.
Just a little farther.
So yeah, that is what you're getting into with this. She is there searching for her husband who was there on a business trip, and the gentleman that helps her is just there to make things right with the world. I guess he's done a lot of bad things and he wants to do something right by going and helping. What they're doing is these teams are going home to home and house to house, business to business, and they are collecting all of the bodies and disposing of them in mass graves. Well, as they're doing this, they are running across these ones that were human, and they're dead, but they're not like normal zombies that are just completely reanimated from the dead, but they're not like completely, I don't know, these zombies are a little bit different than any zombies that you've really seen before. It's the same and yet it's different just because of they're more aware. They're not just reactive to sound or to other things around them. They're more aware of what's going on around them. And that will play a part, especially towards the end of the movie. And the whole thing you hear during the trailer is just a little more, just a little bit further. Well, that's kind of the whole thing with the story here, is you just keep going a little bit further. And you're probably wondering, does she make it to her husband? Do they figure out how to get there? Well, I'm not going to spoil that for you, but let's just say when she does get to where she's trying to go, things are not exactly what she expects. So I won't spoil that for you at all, but let's just say what she finds is not what she expects. And it's kind of that whole thing along this. You really have to have a strong stomach. The gore level, it's not quite the level of Primate where it's just, but for zombie gore, this one is, it's pretty heavy. It really is. This one is just, the ugh factor is strong with this. And what they have to do to survive is strong with this. But the level of humanity that they bring to these characters and to the storyline, it adds to it. But there's so much filler content along the way, stuff that doesn't really add to the story. It doesn't really like bring a lot with it as it's going. It's like if we could take the best parts of this movie and condense them into something much shorter, into like maybe a 30 or 40 minute feature, this would have had a much higher score, because there's definitely scenes in this that are really well done, that are really well acted. They just draw you in. And then there's the scenes with the grinding noises and all of that, and then just kind of some of that that's going on, you're like, ugh. And then the mental stuff that's going on with some of these people and just what's necessary to survive. It's, like I said, it's not as cut and dry as it seems. And so initially when I walked out of this, I was thinking, okay, four. I mean, there's interesting parts, but a lot of it is really forgettable. But I have not been able to get things of this movie out of my head. And that's why I don't score them the moment I walk out of the theater. That's why I really sit down. Okay. I think about the deputy scale and everything, which of course I created, but I'm like, okay, well, it's nowhere near like a high score, but it's not going to be the lowest of scores either. So it's like, okay, where do I want to end up? And at first I was saying, you know, this is pretty forgettable, except for a few key scenes. But the longer I sat with it, because I saw this 3-4 days ago, but the longer I sat with it, the more of certain ones of these scenes are like, you know, the way that they put that together really kind of made sense. But did they really need this? And I'm sure a lot of us have done that watching movies. It's like, you know, I wish this movie had been a little bit more of this or a little bit less of this. And honestly, this is one of those. And I've talked to a few other people that have seen this too, because I'm like, okay, Am I looking at this accurately? It's like, okay, I'm judging it based on what I see and off of the notes and everything that I took, but am I really looking at this fairly accurately and discussing it with some just random people that I've ran into that have seen this movie? It seems like a pretty fair evaluation based on just what I was getting from this movie. So when I discussed it with them, there was one gentleman I talked to, and he's like, I really hadn't thought of it that way, but it makes a lot of sense just because, like I said, there's those certain scenes. And like I said, the teeth just... They said that literally just gives me the eebie-jeebies just thinking about that sound. And so hearing that even in the trailer, I'm just like, no, ooh. But score-wise, I am going to probably surprise a few people on this. I came in at a 5.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. It's watchable. It's decent story. But there's a lot of flaws. There's a lot of things that are wrong with this. And especially if you care about like medical accuracy, which, okay, if you're watching a zombie movie, do you really care about medical accuracy? But I mean, there's just some of the things in this one that you're just going, oh, come on. I mean, it's just so over-exaggerated that you're just, come on. It's like, it's not even to the point where it's so over-exaggerated it's entertaining. Because there's times where you can get that too. And this just doesn't quite get there. It's enough where it's cringe, but not enough to save you from the cringe. So, I again, like I said, I'm giving this a guilty rating. If you are a fan of things like Walking Dead, Night of the Living Dead, just They Come Back, just those types of stories, you will probably get something out of this, but just come prepared for the misophonia triggers and just the fact it may not be exactly what you expect. So I hope that'll help at least a few people. And as always, I will be back soon with another movie for you. Will it be new? Will it be old? I guess you'll just have to wait and see. But as always, make sure you hit those buttons and turn on that notification bell so you always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. But until later, guys, I'll see you soon. Bye.